wonderful, wonderful station. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. It is Studio C, just a little after 7 on a Tuesday night. It's a special election night. And before we get too far into the show, I want to make sure everybody knows that we have Jewish friends. We have gay...
attorney's a Jew.
We have gay friends. I know we have black friends.
My hairdresser's a gay. My attorney's a Jew. That's all you people need to know. Back the fuck up and vote for me.
Sometimes. I know rabbis. We know other people. You know, who have different... So we just want to let everybody know that we are multicultural, What happened? I know Erin.
Oh, two Jews.
She's a woman. What that mean?
And a Jew.
Oh, and a Jew? Well, we'll get back to her
on that. It's important to stay in the parlance.
Did you know Sammy Davis Jr.? Marnie is out of studio talking to us. She'll be in with us in just a few minutes. Anywho.
3,297 write-ins.
Kat is our monitor of all things election tonight, I'm sure. It'll be exciting. Holy cow, Asauruses. It has been a crazy fucking day with news and things going on that you're like, really?
What happened today?
Well, when that fucktard rode that goddamn horse. This is the best use of that phrase. Fuck you and the horse.
And the horse.
And just in a weird coincidence of a day later, yesterday when we were looking at refrigerator magnets, there was a refrigerator magnet that said, hold on, I take that back. I don't have anything against the horse. And I just thought that was funny.
The horse is an unwilling participant in this.
I approve of this message.
Oh, my heck. It was. There was that, and then just all the various speculation. And now the request for now a second special counsel to investigate the FBI and the DOJ.
A special counsel to investigate the special counsel?
Well, kind of. But the problem is for a special counsel to be created, there has to be a crime committed. And at this point, they have no crime.
Suspected, anyway.
Right. So they're just all so pissed because it's, you know, the vultures are circling very close to the roadkill, and they're, you know, they're coming in, and it's getting very scary for them all. But so they're all just screaming and freaking out, and it's just been enjoyable to listen to the news today.
Freak back in, white people.
Yes.
Right.
Only a couple of you are going down. I mean, seriously, and I don't mean that as a pun. And then Gillibrand today.
Well, you got an appreciative laugh from the
apparently it was a funny
from the
pun.
Can
from the loo,
from the turlet.
Oh, heaven's sakes alive! Well, hello, chat room. You're all there. Oh, I thought I had already posted in there, but I have not. So anyway, there's the excitement for that. We'll be keeping you updated with election results, I'm sure, as they come on. Kat has a ticker that's from was it NPR that was
NPR,
posting?
Yeah. NPR on their article entitled "Will It Be Moore or Jones?" Polls are closed in divisive Alabama Senate election. Google it by name. They've got a little widget in that article that is updating every 10 seconds and is updating the numbers as they're being reported. We're currently at 26% of precincts reporting and 3,699 write-ins. Mm. That number is growing and growing and growing. The rest of the news is bad. I don't want to say it out loud.
Yeah. But the lead opened up, and then it's shrunk considerably. Moore went into a big lead a few minutes ago, and it shrunk by more than half in the last few minutes. So yeah. On a different
it's still
page.
A pretty big lead. Right now I'm looking at a difference of, 12,000 votes in favor of Roy Moore?
Oh, and mine's at 5,000 in favor.
Very exciting.
So, you know, who knows?
What are we at? 1-2% of poll of
27%.
Oh, I'm sorry, 27. Oh, heavens. Mm-hmm. Because when I left the living room earlier, you know, I still heard him yammering about 1-2% of votes in, so we'll see. Because they were talking about the fact that, and I don't know what the hell kind of a voting system Alabama has, but I would assume that they're carrying them in pickup trucks in their paper ballots on an abacus going to some local church where Millie is going to sit there and count them all.
I think they have calculators in Alabama.
Okay. Well, that's a plus.
I feel good about it.
We'll see. Oh, Aaron from L.A. is in. Oh, What? 47.
Aaron, you're behind. Update your website.
Well, he's on the delay. It's a near 12 second delay, but he's
we're
still
at 29% according to NPR.
Hmm. Well,
we yeah, I mean lot. they're coming up so fast because now he just passed what I'm looking at.
Heaven's sakes, lots going on. I was gonna
very busy.
I was gonna put the TV in here, but I realized no, we don't need to. This is just the one. We're going to get through it. But there's so much other...
We'll know by like 8 or 9 o'clock.
There's so much other comedy to go through. And I know that we're all... I mean, Marnie sent me the link for it. But I know you all saw it today. But the... Jesus Christ. That banter between Jake Tapper and...
Oh, that was
Ted Crockett was... unbelievable to watch. And then I watched it again and again. And I was still like, really? The blinking and the dumbfoundedness on his face was just fucking priceless.
Because you know he's like, oh, I got to Wikipedia that. What if that's true?
Yeah, really.
I mean, he was seriously thinking of like, well, now we have a lot of change. We have to make them swear on Bibles.
Yeah, yeah.
He does. Because I want to be like, well, I can go to court to law because they're going to make me swear on a Bible. So I'm going to be like, I'm fine.
Well, Jake Tapper's like, you can literally swear on anything. Like
literally anything.
I don't a bag of corn nuts if you want to. I don't care what it is. Like you could swear on anything. I thought that, and the guy's like, I did it 3 times. We understand that, and you did it
because at some point somebody asked you, which Bible would you like to use?
Right. Or what?
And you have the option to say no. I'd like to use Stephen King's It.
Sure.
Now there you might get a little bit of
a little pushback, maybe.
No, right. No. For me, it'd be like, oh, that's solemn. I gotcha there.
Right.
A solid story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Very serious shit happens.
Amina is coding this week while she's... Oh. Sorry if you don't reply in a hurry. Well, we don't do a lot of other things in a hurry, so it doesn't really matter. It's all
I'm
good.
Not doing anything in a hurry. Probably ever again.
Wow. Yeah. That is quite a... she was off a week, and now she's not... She's just lost all interest in doing anything with
quite
expediency.
Quite the proclamation, I know.
Wow. Why the mood change there, Kat? Is there something that we need to know?
You know I'm in a slump.
Are you?
I am.
Well, it is that... Is it the winter, blahs, Christmas holiday bullshit?
I don't even know. I feel like... I don't have anything that I'm, like, feverently working on, and... I don't want to do any of the things that I'm supposed to do, so I end up watching like PBS specials about the history of Broadway from 1992 that I somehow got on DVD for like days.
I can't believe you left your house.
Well, I noticed that you posted something about being home, and I don't think anything's going to get done today.
Yeah, that was today.
Yeah. Oh, that was just today?
That was just today.
Seems like it was a couple days ago, but maybe you've been in this arc for a while.
I have been in this arc for a while. Well, I was sick last week, so that doesn't help.
I got pulled into the whirlpool today. I'm not upset about it.
Well, you're here, and we thank you for being here.
No. No, being sick just kind of like starts that...
Amina, shut up.
...habit of...
Amina just posted in the chat room, reminding me to never tune into the show when there's an election going on.
What the hell did we do?
We'll get through it.
Some numbers. We're fine.
There's numbers. I mean, it's not like last November. Christ, that's a whole different show.
That show never happened.
And that show will never repeat.
Literally never happened.
Yeah.
That will never repeat, only because Dickhead is never going to run again, and unfortunately, she's never going to run again.
He's going to run again.
And we pulled it from the air. He'll run for re-election.
I think he'll be in prison by then.
Oh.
Or dead. Either way. And I'm in death, I think, by, we're going to call it natural causes, because of his diet. I think he's just going to send out for, you know, the 5 Big Mac lunch, and he's just going to die on Air Force One from that.
But shitty people live forever. Don't forget that.
Well, there's also that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... I'm torn on either way at this.
Yeah. But...
Aaron from LA is really cutting that short by telling him goodbye.
Bye, Felicia.
Well, I just said shut up. I didn't say goodbye. I want you to stay for crying out loud.
But if I could just say, I think it's over. Unless there's some big surprise, like some big huge county coming in.
Oh, with Alabama?
Yeah, the New York Times site was way ahead.
Not looking cute.
So aside from avoiding things, what did you do this week?
That's about it. I stayed on my couch and watched outdated documentaries. And picked up some extra shifts at work. And
if I didn't know any better, right now I'd think you were stoned because you're at a mellow. You were just at the most mellow, and you're snacking a lot.
She got a whiskey drink.
Yeah, I think. Wow, she
next is a vodka drink.
She is chilled the fuck out.
Well, no, I'm telling you, I'm in a slump.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. It'll, I mean, it'll end. It happens.
Yeah. When does the, when, usually when does this, is it springtime for Hitler?
For Hitler, sure.
I wanted to use that reference for you. I thought you might like that. Yeah.
I like that a lot. No, you know, I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marnie Ryer has entered studio. See, look at her. She's in her blue, her liberal democratic blue.
And I love, keep talking, I'm diagnosing you. That's good.
It's a cute shirt. I like it. You know, there's an ebb and flow of energy, and sometimes it's a lot of energy poured into whatever the project is, and sometimes I don't really have anything to do, and I don't want anything to do.
Well, so you've got
to
recharge. You can't be giving all the time.
So now I don't care. I'm going to have a whiskey drink.
Yeah. I'm doing the heads down and just
oh, you should taste it.
Into the next
delicious. Here, taste
couple weeks.
No, 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 it's delicious.
No.
All right.
Thanks, Doc. Not a whiskey.
I took a sip, and I am a whiskey person. Yeah. So.
Not it got better. Person. It's sweeter now. Try it again.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really over your illness?
Yes.
We'll find out.
It's the second sip I've taken from you, and I'm like...
No, I'm fine.
And I think the whiskey's going to kill anything that the sugar helps grow.
No, me too. I'm so sorry about that.
No, that's still way too much for me. And I drink Crown straight often, and that says that's a little too much for me.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, it is a little sweet. Yeah, it is. A little overly...
Oh,
my heaven's sake. So you're doing nothing. And
blah.
Marnie, you're trying to catch up on the...
Yeah,
what
I'm
is
just kind of looking.
Margarinara?
I think it's margarinara now.
Margarinara.
Majarinara. Majarinara. Yeah, wow. We're going
to
need
to sounds like something you
word.
Need to have looked at and checked into.
I was
going to
say, it sounds
how's
like
my marginarara
something.
Looking?
Yeah.
It's catching up.
Does it burn when you use it?
Does it burn
you
when other people
never
use
ask
it?
A lady
you're
going to
peel it.
Yeah. Never ask that as a lady.
That seems fair.
Slight pressure. Turn your head and cough. Marn, were you tackling payroll and software and something last week? Yeah.
Just work.
Did people live through that? Or?
Well, I hardly. I almost did not. But the rest of them did and got paid and life is good. And
for another week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good, though. I mean, thank you for that time.
Well, like I've said before on this show, we all get paid the same, so there's no reason you can't take time off and it doesn't. We aren't docking you pay for it.
I understand. I just don't want to get paid less.
How could you
well,
possibly?
I'm not sure yet, but you know, it could happen.
The only way you could get paid less on this show is if I cut the power outlet off on that corner of the table so you couldn't charge things.
There were weeks you probably should have. I would understand.
No, we're all...
That's back in the day.
But firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, no, thank you for that, though. It was... And Joe, I'm sorry that I missed you as well, that would have been nice to be able to be in.
He brought snacks. In fact, there's some of them right there. Those little whatever
these?
The duet bites.
God, I was staring at those. Those look
they
real
look like lovely
good.
Snacks.
They're called Madeleines, and so I'm not sure if that's a Marnie reference.
No, look, they're two things at one time. They're a Madeleine and a brownie.
Oh,
all one.
In one little.
It's like a mashup.
You dipped your Madeleine in my brownie.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Wow,
just
that
got
sounds.
Awkward.
That
well,
sounds
no, isn't that what they say for the reason?
You put your chocolate in my peanut butter.
You put your peanut butter in my chocolate.
Something like that.
I should do voices.
First of all, I did neither of those things. Second of all, I like when we do accents. Carry on.
Yeah. She does. She likes the accent shows.
The accents are good. Like I'm telling you. I'm very good at them.
No, they're not good at all, but...
Oh, no, I'm very good at them.
That's why I like them.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I like them because they're real, real bad.
I thought they were pretty good.
They're real bad.
I just caught what she said. Now I
know.
Really?
I know. How rude.
I, sir, am opposed to your comment. Bitch.
I rest my case.
Bollocks.
Exactly.
Bollocks.
Are you Jamaican?
Shit. I don't know.
Would you like to be?
The episode where Joey does accents.
So,
I like when he speaks French.
Mar-a-Lago?
So
what do they call it?
Aaron, update. Aaron's a Jew. Okay.
So, well, I have to.
I forget about these things.
Yeah.
Because they're not important to me.
Jewish. But, I mean, actually, they say that if your mother is Jewish, then you're full Jewish.
Yeah. Oh, I've not heard that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And her mom is Jewish, so therefore she's...
Because that's where the lineage has to come from.
Right. The end.
It comes from maternal order in this case.
All these rules for bullshit.
I know, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Very busy. But I was excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I always wanted to be Jewish.
Do you have to get involved in doing all of the Jewish holiday stuff, or does she even do all that?
No, you know what? They're more... They're less...
More ish and a little less Jew.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. Her mom had converted a long time ago.
Played, yeah.
A long time ago.
Oh.
And so, you know, but we still, you know, Erin's okay with it. She gets presents. And Christmas?
Is she spending tonight with her family then?
Did
you guys light the candle before you left the house?
We saw each other for about 2 seconds.
Worst kind of Jews I've ever seen.
Except she probably did.
Jew light. That's Jew light. See.
But I did. I threw her a Hanukkah present.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you did?
Sorry. Sure. Oh. I always do.
So you are more on the Jew train than she is, apparently.
Oh, for real.
I really shouldn't use the reference Jew train. I think that's bad.
Unless they own the railroad.
Yeah, well... And
they probably do.
At this point, a lot of them probably do.
It might happen that way. Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah. Right.
Is it a midnight train? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Midnight. train to Jerusalem. If they really want to go to Georgia.
Let me tell you sometime about my lifelong dream to become a pip.
Oh, there you go. Woo-hoo.
For those of you listening,
don't we always have that little dream?
I think everyone kind of
because it's a fun job. They seem like they're having fun. Bruno Mars found a way to be a pip and brought 5 others along with him.
Nice.
He's got his own pips.
He does. They're the hooligans.
So Amina wants to know what a Madeleine is. Madeleine. It's a cookie.
You have the same Google we do.
Yeah, you could.
Or you could hold
the box up to the camera and show her.
We should describe it.
Stand by.
I think the brown part's the brownie.
Stand by. Look at your screen. There you go.
Oh, there. Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Madeleine and brownie.
Yep.
Oh, they were a great comedy team in the 70s.
Say goodnight, Madeline.
Yeah.
So there you are.
There you have it.
You've got the same Google we do. God. She's low activity, but she's a bitch.
Yeah. Fair point.
Now you see what it's like to be Sharon.
Fair point.
I've literally screamed that at her from across the house. She'd be like, babe, what's this? And I'll be like, I pay for Google for you too, you know.
That's funny.
She doesn't like it.
Hey. Oh, I can't believe that. Yeah.
I have a client who continually texts me to add things to their system, buttons that do this, that, and I always respond, you know how you can do that, right? Oh, I forgot. No, you're just lazy. Like, you know that same screen that you change the prices on? Oh, yeah, I change prices all the time. Same screen. Change the spelling of a word. Add stuff.
Yeah, but Stacey Lewis is very busy.
It's not Stacey Lewis, but you're close.
Yeah. Jeffrey Perales is also very busy.
No.
Oh, wait. It's a very distinctive sponge cake with a shell-like shape acquired from being baked in pans and shell-shaped depressions.
It's delicious.
So they've taken all of the Genoese cake batter and just mix it with the brownie.
There's your answer.
And there you have it.
Oh, and that's why, and because it's another one of those things like I like, but I don't know that it's almond flour. That it's made with, it's another one of those desserts that people with nuts need to stay away, nut allergies have to stay away from. Because it's made out of lemon zest and almonds. What are you talking about?
Good save.
The way,
with nuts?
People with nuts have to stay away from it. That was funny.
Gotcha.
Fair point.
Yeah, they're an unusual cookie for us because they're not a sweet cookie. It's more of a more of a savory cookie kind
of
thing.
And I love that like almond paste, almond extract flavor.
Yeah,
it makes its way into almost all of my holiday cookies. Like somehow every holiday cookie recipe I have almond and love something. Has some almond something in it.
Yeah,
the almond crescents are my favorite.
Almond crescents,
so good.
Okay,
yeah, redonk.
Well, there's a lot of.
There are
holiday things.
Snowballs and almond crescents are very similar.
Is next week the cookie episode? Is that what?
It could be. Yeah, because I think we're doing cookies on Friday.
All right.
I didn't know we were part of.
I'll make them on Monday.
Have we ever done a cookie show?
No,
I don't think we have.
I mean,
I'd be willing to try.
It feels like something we should do.
So
I see.
Yeah. I still don't know. Like, let me.
The Clayton McKee cookie.
Amina, are you going to take that? Are you going to take that request? Amina in the chat room has said that someone sent her a request to build a porn site.
There's money in that. Honey.
I'm like, that's money. Those people have money.
Do it.
I'd say get on it. Figuratively, literally. Yeah, uh-huh.
Get up on that.
That's sure.
Wow.
Get up on that thing.
Yes.
I don't know. Something.
Alfie, I'm very curious to hear. I know some of what you've done because I do follow you both. In a Facebook manner and just as in a personal manner.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to hear some reviews and some things that you've done. But what do you want to fill us in on what you've
done? Well, it was a fun weekend here and a very sad weekend for my family and Tim's family back home in Niagara Falls.
That too.
Just people, you know, older people coming to the end of their time, and just but still very, very sad. Like full lives, you know, have to celebrate the fullness that they were. But Tim's mom passed last week, and then the woman known as Aunt Jenny on my block, who helped raise all of us, and was just such a big part of our family for forever. I think she was, if not the first one to buy the house on the block, then one of the first, and
the original Jenny from the block.
Yeah exactly. Aunt Jenny, God bless her. Just a part of my family's life since before any of us were born. Like she's just been a part of all of our lives, and she died 90 years old. Just celebrated her 90th birthday last Sunday, so that was nice that she was able to be up and participate and have her 90th birthday party. And then on I think Saturday morning she passed, and they had a funeral today. So I mean, she'd been sick for a little bit, but unfortunately her brother had just died the week prior. So what the fuck, Alfie, the lady down the street, that's her brother and her sister. Dying in the same week, so everybody's just in a blue mood back there, and it's sad.
Not that there's never a good time for it to happen, but when it happens right before the holidays, that certainly doesn't make it better.
I mean, but you know, you get to be 89, 90, over 80, you got to celebrate living that long, and hope you got everything you can out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but you know,
Tim's, and good memories.
Yeah, good memories.
And with Tim's mom, was that a completely unexpected or no?
She'd been sick for a few months as well.
Okay, and didn't his father just pass last
January?
Year?
In January of this year.
Okay, so just earlier.
So really sad.
Still.
Yeah. And there's lots of nuts.
Sorry.
No. So like I said, it's been sad keeping up with all of that this past week. But then I had a trip to San Diego. I looked into flights back to Niagara Falls, and it was.
I'm
so much
sure.
money for what was going to be a short, you know, a short trip, and
half your time was flying.
The weather was awful.
Right. Weather was awful.
And they did.
Yeah,
I saw
that
there wasn't
on Sunday.
A lot of, there wasn't that Buffalo Bills game. Was hysterical, wasn't it? It was like the most snow.
Oh, I thought of you because I saw just a white screen with what looked like a bank of lights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's cold wherever I'm.
Yeah, and I don't like. I'm not from near there, but that's where the airport is that I fly into. So that's the problem with going home, is that fly into where they get that lake effect snow. Mm-hmm. They don't use the big airport right by my parents' house that I could walk to.
Mm.
They don't use that one where it doesn't snow. No, they use the one, and it's in the South Towns. It's one of the places, like, who would think to fly the fuck here? And call it the Buffalo Niagara Airport. Why don't you go up and land at Niagara Falls where there's less snow and call it the Buffalo Niagara.
Yeah,
so anyways.
Really.
But so went to San Diego. Met up with Harrison. I met up with our friend Chrissy, who I haven't seen for a while, lives in San Diego. And in various trips to San Diego over the last few years, just our timing has not worked out. We were hosted by my friends Tony and Cody and their beautiful daughter Dakota. And just had a great time. They're right in Hillcrest on 8th Avenue, right off University. So centrally located.
Literally there.
Yeah. And so it was good to see friends, walk around, walk around Balboa Park. We walked like miles every single day, just around Hillcrest and through the park, and here to breakfast, there somewhere else.
You do have some color. You got a little.
I mean, in the
twice
the
a year,
all bourbons, color. Yeah, the coffee with bourbon's not hurting anybody either. So I mean, it's just absolutely lovely there. You know, the fire hasn't hit them, but they're.
That was my next question. Did you see anything?
No. The one fire that's near San Diego is miles north the city.
North of it, right.
And Harrison, you know, ran into some stuff by Lake Elsinore and just the smoke, the residuals. So it's not there, but the Santa Anas, I was telling Kat when we were having dinner, like the Santa Anas blow in, and that's when the wind comes from the desert side, not from the water side. And I've been there for some of them, and it usually makes it a little bit warmer, a little bit drier. This was, like, dry as a bone. Mm. Like, you couldn't drink enough water, and I've never had that in San Diego, where I was just parched constantly. Like, you're just constantly, like, how can I get some water in me? And still feel like I'm still too dry. Like, come back here, where I thought it was dry, then you're like, oh, no, it's worse out
there.
Like,
and you're on the water.
Yeah, right. And you can, like, see the water from a couple places. So then we did the Donna Summer Musical on Saturday, which was so much fun.
Yeah, say it again. You did the
Donna Summer Musical. The Donna Summer Musical at La Jolla. They're workshopping it right now.
Do you know how long it's projected to stay there?
Well, they were supposed to, they're extending and extending. Right now, it's supposed to stay till the end of December. And then where it will go from there, if they're going to continue to workshop somewhere else, I'm not sure. I heard a rumor that fall of 18 was the goal for getting it to Broadway. They have some stuff. There's some stuff that needs to be worked out. We were second row, and we was close, and it just wasn't the show to sit that close to. Like to see the it was three women playing Donna Summer, Duckling Donna, Disco Donna, and Diva Donna. And LaChance was Diva Donna, and LaChance is just a force of nature, just a brilliant performer, Tony Award winner, just sold this shit out of it. But the one that played Duckling Donna, and then she becomes Mimi at some point, absolutely gorgeous, and she's supposed to be the ugly duckling, the one that's unsure of herself, and you're like, there's no one that would call that little girl ugly, right? Like we're all in agreement that this girl is almost perfect looking. And then the Disco Donna, what just great voices on all three of them, and occasionally all three, like they all three sang MacArthur Park. So it was like astounding voices that you were like, all right, I'm just going to back it up here because that's way too much. But it was good. And finding out the theatricality of some of those songs kind of surprised me. Like they did Dim All the Lights as a funeral song for when Neil Bogart died, which gave it a very different meaning.
Totally.
They dug deep into the crypt and found a song called Pandora's Box for a song about an experience she had in church that I was like, I'm like trying to flip through, like, what the fuck song is this? And then they said Pandora's Box, and I'm like, oh, I think I've heard that twice in my life. It's like, it was almost all written by her. There was only a few songs, you know, Last Dance, No More Tears, Hot Stuff, that she didn't write almost every, and the song from Hair, but they did stuff from Hair. But I mean, it is just, and it's like Jersey Boys. It's the guy that wrote Jersey Boys. It's the choreographer. So if you found that chatty, this is a lot of exposition for a musical where they just like talk you through the story, sing a hit, talk you through the story, sing a hit. Like there's no,
see,
like,
and I love that.
There's not a lot of acting it out. There's a lot of like telling you what's happening with a couple dramatic things, like how they get to Enough is Enough, which she also didn't write, was pretty interesting.
Sure.
Yeah. And that was an interesting way to go to it, was from a couple of bad relationships before she met her husband. And just show you the bad relationships while singing Enough is Enough was really like, oh, that works. And you know, they use She Works Hard for the Money to talk about her battle with record companies and with lawyers to make sure she was making her money, so that had a nice point to it that maybe you weren't expecting. So I mean, it was very good. And my favorite thing is we were second row, and there was an actor that I knew in the first row, and I spotted him right away, couldn't place him, it was bugging me, and then I said, just watch the show, maybe we'll talk afterwards. And you know, you get to the end and she does Friends Unknown, and they talk about the gay rumors, and she talks about it, and they do an effect with LaChance's microphone where she's recording with a similar thing to where Donna recorded with that microphone, where it's so much.
Okay.
Like, you're taking a big voice and just amplifying the shit out of it. And it was beautiful. But she does Friends Unknown, which was her apology, or her, like, you know, please know that we're all on each other's side. If things have happened, I didn't know about, but I'm here to apologize if someone was hurt. Really a beautiful song that she wrote for her fans. And so she sits at the piano and she addresses the gay rumor and kind of like tells the story of what went wrong, and then just says, like, this is not me, this was never me, this was something that just got out of hand, let me say finally. And it was done at the point where, you know, she's dying, and this is kind of like a thought she's having. It's in a very ethereal space. It was gut-wrenching, because, and she did it, LaChance did it straight up. No changes. She did Donna Summer's vocal arrangement of that song, which is breathtaking. Did that. The guy in front of me with the actor that I know was having an emotional breakdown. Because if you know the song at all, you know how powerful it is, and you know her meaning behind it, what she wrote it for. He's sobbing. I'm wiping away tears. Then they go into, like, Hot Stuff, and she talks about, you know, she was the party. She wasn't just at the party for a couple years. She got to be the party. And they sing Hot Stuff, and then they go into Last Dance. And she had said at the beginning, you know, dance if you want to dance, sing if you want to sing, because it's all supposed to be done in the terms of her looking back through her life as a concert. Very okay. Jersey Boys. And so they start doing Last Dance, and the glitter is falling from the ceiling, and they're all singing, and like the dancers are doing like disco choreography. The costumes are fantastic, and slowly but surely, everyone stands up. Well, the guy that had just been sobbing uncontrollably like two or three songs ago, just on the beat, stood up like one of those things in front of a Cars thing where the arms wave, and he just Last Dance, and he was just up out of his seat in a dance move, and just he was moved by the spirit. And me and Chrissy and Harrison all, like, we just happened to, like, he caught our eye, and we were all just, it was just the most joyous thing to watch somebody just get moved by the spirit of Donna Summer, and he had to dance, and it was,
I love it,
so good. So we ended up speaking with him, because it took, there was a few of us that it took a little while to, like, brace for, because the picture at the end ended up being the cover of the Once Upon a Time album.
Oh.
Like, they had little, they would have little picture, little, it was all done with, like, fabulous graphics and little screens, mm-hmm. and, like, you'd have a little piece of the picture and different scenes when they were supposed to be in a living room or something as a painting, and then finally it all came together where all the screens made the Once Upon a Time album just as they hit the last note of, you know, Last Dance, and then it went away, and you're left with just that picture of her staring at you from Once Upon a Time, and it was beautiful. But there was people, I mean, there was someone on the other side of the house that was needed medical attention. He was so devastated. So we're all walking out. We talked about, like, favorite moments, and we're talking about things. And came up the aisle, and then I ended up in the bathroom with the dancer, the crier dancer. And I'm like, listen, I know your husband. Like, what has he been in?
Mm-hmm.
And so he listed off some stuff. He's like, but his favorite job is Better Off Ted. So if you've seen Better Off Ted, he'll be really happy to hear that. I'm like, oh, my God, that's what I'm thinking of. I would have never come up with it. So come out of the bathroom, say to the gentleman, I'm like, I loved you in Better Off Ted. I'm like, just found out who you were from your husband in the bathroom. And, like, we're all laughing that that's how we all, like, came back together from our bathroom breaks. And so ended up talking to them and just meeting everybody and meeting other people from the fan club sites, all the sites that I go on to see, put actual faces to names was mm-hmm. fun. And it was good. There's some things that need to be worked out. They'd already dropped one song and put it another. Like, Pandora's Box wasn't in the program. Could It Be Magic got dropped, you know. So who knows what they're going to do with stuff. But, I mean, just, it's a lot of music. Like, it's a lot of Donna Summer music. Like, they, 25 songs, 23 songs. Oh, yeah. Like, it's a lot. Because there's, like, you could shorten. I mean, that's nice that you did all this for me, but you could have a little bit more story.
You did all this for me. I'm like, well, he thinks all this show's for him.
But honest to God, like, I mean, they went so deep in the catalog. And you would expect maybe 8 songs per act.
Right.
You know, for a musical. You're not expecting them to use
full songs or just like a...
Occasionally they would truncate something. But, I mean, full songs. Like, her first gospel song at her church, they was On My Honor, the song she wrote for Bad Girls, like... So they were, nothing was chronological or in the right spot, but On My Honor as a gospel song suddenly, where I was like, oh, I never thought about that as a gospel song, but it suddenly made sense. So when she just, so it was good. There was fun parts of it. There's parts that even I as a theater goer know, you got to fix this arc here because you left people just lost.
Now, stepping back, if you were not you and you were just a person seeing a show who doesn't know anything about Donna...
Well, that's where Chrissy and Harrison were saying, like, I didn't understand this part. I didn't understand this part. Like, does she get the money? Like, she works hard for the money. Well, she didn't die in poverty. So we're assuming, you know, she got the money.
And she's still making money.
Yeah, and she is still making money.
I mean, they just released a remix album last year that Giorgio Moroder was part of.
She's singing Hot Stuff on the Walmart commercial right now. Yeah. So as I said, it has those problems where you have to... you have to let people in that aren't me. Like, you've got to open up the door a little bit. And you could maybe have a little bit more dialogue and not just ring my bells. But, like, I Love You from Once Upon a Time was a song that her and Bruce sing to each other when they fall in love. And it was just lovely to have that, such a simple song, I Love You, as their meet song. Like, it was a great meet cute song. You know, he filled in for, you know, they make the excuse that Jobene Esposito is missing. And she wants to keep singing because she's awake. So they do Heaven Knows, and she sings it with the guy that's playing Bruce, even though he doesn't really sing it. Mm-hmm. So then they meet, and that's how they meet. And then when they fall in love, but they fall in love to I Love You, which is just worked. It was like, it doesn't make sense chronologically. But if you don't know her, the songs, you'd be like, well, that's a terrific song that they're singing together, Heaven Knows. And, oh, they fell in love to a song called I Love You.
Right.
And then the whole family comes on stage as they make a family with her daughter and her parents and him, and they all sing "I Love You" to each other, and it was darling. But
do they talk when they do a workshop like that? Do they take any input from audience afterwards? Like, do you fill out a questionnaire
like a Carol Burnett kind of thing?
Some shows they do test audiences, and they will ask them. Like, they'll do that with TV shows. They do movies where they. You watch it and then you fill out a thing, famous change the ending to Fatal Attraction. Mm-hmm. They do some of that stuff, but some of it you just watch the crowd. Like, does something...
Oh, does the reaction come up right?
Right. You were meant to get a laugh. Did they laugh?
Right.
They were supposed to be... Like, there's an interview I was telling Kat about the guy from The Real O'Neills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Noel Galvin.
Talking with the book writer of Dear Evan Hansen. And they were talking about workshopping Dear Evan Hansen and how the song that the mom sings at the end, is it Big or Small? Too Big, Too Small? What's that song called? So Big, So Small.
Oh, at the end of Dear Evan Hansen?
Yeah, the crushing song from that.
Yeah, and they
talked about how because the mother wasn't part of another scene, that it wasn't working. Mm. When she got to her song, it would just end. And then people that saw the workshop before they changed it, when they heard So Big, So Too Big, So Small, or whatever it is, they were like, oh, that's a new song that works so well.
They're so
like,
Big, So Small.
So Big, So Small. They're like, no, you heard that before, but because we just didn't fix an earlier part of the show, it didn't have the impact later.
Mm.
So it's always fun to hear what comes and goes, songs that are cut from...
And if you said this, I don't recall saying it. Who's behind... Summer. Who's put it together?
Oh, it's the guy that did Jersey.
I remember you saying that. But I mean, is this whoever is helping or whoever helped with this? Is it a Donna person? Like, is it somebody who is like they love Donna and they wanted this to come together and he's like part of it?
No. This is just someone who had a big hit with a jukebox musical.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it would be somebody who was truly a Donnaite.
Well, I mean, you know by the song selection that it's not a casual fan.
It's not just the greatest hits.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean,
Pandora's Box and other stuff that you're
I mean, On My Honors and their Unconditional Love, like things that were not in any way, shape, or form hits, made their way into there and have big moments. And then, you know, there's a couple things missing or sung differently. So, I mean, it's good. So he just put Jonathan Slavin is the actor, and his boyfriend next to him in the blue, there's a link up there to Jonathan Slavin, and he is so funny on Better Off Ted. But his husband, I'm sorry, is the one that like stood up and danced and just cracked us up. It was just so beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
So,
only big excitement thing that I really have is that on Thursday I got asked because somebody else was ill. And they had already prepaid for the tickets. I went to Newsies on Thursday and saw local production of Newsies, which, interestingly enough, I didn't know anything about the story. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing about the story going in, other than there were dancing kids who sold newspapers. That's all I knew.
It's all you need to know, really.
But I got through the rest of it. That story's not really challenging to pick up.
They danced, they sold their newspapers.
Right, got to that. It was all right. I wasn't overly impressed with it. And I don't know if that's because it was a local production, though there are a lot of equity people in it. Like, you know, there's not just like the kid down the street that's in the show. There's apparently a lot of union kids that travel that are in this show. And I'm not mad at them. Some of them were just like fantastic dancers and good and yada, yada. But otherwise, I wasn't overwhelmingly excited about the whole thing. It's like, all right, whatever.
It just depends on the level of, the lead.
Because the dancing, it can just be like.
And the dancing is what gets you,
Yeah. Like with all of them with the papers and.
Did they dance with the newspapers?
Yeah, there were a couple. There was one shot where
the newspapers are on the ground.
Like they're all standing on the paper and they split the paper and they get all that. Yeah. Yeah, but still, I wasn't like. It wasn't a glorious production that I was in.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's all right. It was okay. And again, Mark Howard, thank you. Rocco was sick and was like. They were going into a weekend of a bunch of stuff, and Mark's like, you need to pick something to drop out of, because I got a whole weekend of shit that you've got to be involved in, so you need to stay home now and rest up.
Yeah.
So, it was just lovely. I get a text from Mark, and he asked me to go, and we had a great time. We laughed and had a really great time with that. And then when you're at the theater, of course, you run into everybody else that you've known forever here and there, which was kind of fun. Other than that, it was just enjoying this beautiful, beautiful weather here in... in Phoenix, my gosh.
Dry as a bone, Phoenix.
You can't ask for anything better for this time of year. Especially when you see those, you know, the in Buffalo, New York with that snow. Whoa. And it started to snow in New York City.
That was terrifying. Oh, my God.
And all those things.
Did you see any of
them? I don't see anything, no. I just sit in my house and I watch old documentaries.
That's fair, but oh,
she's
my
been
God.
Shut out for a week
I've
or so.
I've been shut in.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Let me see. I'll forward you an image.
Okay.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh,
put it out there.
Like, Kat accepted, like, you were going to give it to her. Like, what the
I don't know.
All right.
I was going to take it. Whatever.
Did you color your hair?
No.
It's different.
It's too long.
It does seem different,
yeah,
doesn't
it's
it?
It's different. The front is totally
different.
It's too long.
Oh, it's long.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I waited about a week too long to make a hair appointment.
Okay.
So now it's just too long, and I have a hat in the car that I was supposed to wear to cover up this mess.
It's not a mess.
It's not that it's a mess.
It's just all of a sudden it seems dark.
Yeah, it does. It seems darker
than
normal. And because of
the spoopy, Mormon thing that's happening over here.
I didn't know that was a Mormon
and maybe
thing,
another week it'll be long enough so you can actually be a dentist. Right in time for Christmas.
Hermie.
I want to be a dentist.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm texting my hair person right now.
God damn, that's real funny. I like that.
Alfie sent me
her a message.
By the way, love Hermie.
Ma'am.
There's, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, Hermie's
fabulous.
How can you not?
It's a dream we all have.
It is. To be a dentist.
Oh, hang on. Ooh, what's
so
this?
If you're in the chat room, we should say how to get to the chat room for people that listen later.
I did remember. It is in the YouTube. When you go to the YouTube page, when you scroll down into the notes about what time we start and all, the link is in there.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay. Or you could go to qtalkamerica.com
and click the link.
Click on the little link that
says
chat.
There's that too.
Or we could say it too.
Mm-hmm. It's just so it's complicated to say it. Which one of these pictures? Oh, I think this is the one I'm going to use if it'll let me save it.
There is some crazy weather.
This is crazy. This picture is.
I got no pictures.
Let me see if it'll let me save this.
What is making that noise? You?
Yeah. All your volume's on.
Yeah, I just hit a button.
You said what?
Because I always forget to.
I had a bow. Okay. Congratulations.
Oh, there it is. So it's qtalkamerica.com/chat
underscore
28479.
If you're driving, please pull over.
Yes, please do.
That right there is why we just tell people to go to qtalkamerica.com and click on the chat thinger.
Jeez.
That was a lot.
It is.
Okay, so these.
So this whole weather thing that's going
Alfie,
on.
This is picture.
Allegedly football.
Oh, my God.
That is. Well, what the hell's going on the field?
They're trying to. It was probably after the game. That was probably after the game.
Oh.
But unbelievable. Yeah.
I can't comprehend that kind of weather anymore.
Oh, but there's pictures of them trying to dig out the tunnels so the athletes can come out from them.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the fact that they have to heat the lines. To be able to see them, and some places don't even have it heated. They have to go out there and shovel them.
They have to shovel the yard lines.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And it was truly just like the Three Stooges out there playing.
Oh, it had to be.
Then there's some fun pictures
of the players like diving through snow and stuff. But it's truly like old-fashioned.
No kidding.
We don't have a dome stadium. This is football, boys. Yeah. Grow up.
Yep. I turned the station to that and was startled because Aaron for my birthday gave me the present of we're going to be going back there for New Year's Eve.
Going back where?
Minnesota.
Oh.
And I was really.
We need to explain to her the meaning of the word present.
Yeah.
Mm. What?
I was
or timing.
Really excited.
Maybe timing
is another. I love going back. I love just going back to being with those guys. But then you see that weather.
Yeah.
And when she gave me the present, it had been like unseasonably warm there, 55, 56 degrees. Right. And
but you knew that
swear
was coming.
To Jesus, whose birthday is coming up from what I understand.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Thanks, Jesus. That out of within 24 hours, negative one, blizzard conditions.
You're going to have this.
That, and I'm like, fuck me running.
Yeah.
You know, God. That, I mean, for it to change that quickly.
So apparently on Amazon, you can buy an entire box of those like chemical hand warmer things.
Oh, I have them at home, by the way. I have those.
Buy some more.
Oh.
That, if you need a Prime membership, I have one.
I have that. Thank you so much. I have the CVS has like these heated socks and gloves and I don't know, underwear. I don't know, but they have all kinds of the things. And
all kinds of the things.
I just think it'll be like Michelin Man-ish. You know, kind of getting ridiculous. It's how weird. Cold it gets.
Now, speaking of socks, for you, can you wear?
No, these? I'm totally gonna. Where are my Doritos?
I don't know, but I saw that.
And that's fantastic.
That, you are the first person.
I said it was you.
That's funny. Well, except for the legs.
Legs are a little dark.
Legs are a little bit but too still, dark. But
I get you.
I mean, I suppose if I take these and pull them down a little, you know, maybe.
That is exactly something you would totally do.
Totally. Those are fantastic.
I thought you would have enjoyed that.
Uh-huh. Yes. And I am a Pringles girl as well.
Just kind of, see, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, wait. I don't feel like you're a Doritos fan.
You're not mistaken. When I smoked the marijuana, I appreciated the Cool Ranch Doritos with sour cream and a 12-pack of Mountain Dew. That's just, you know.
Wait a minute. Why would you do pot and then Mountain Dew? Because it's like the...
Because it's the classy thing to do.
Chill you out. Yeah. Well, yeah, but you get chilled out. Then you're still fucking wild.
We learned nothing from Judy Garland. You got to mix your uppers and your downers.
Why do you think somewhere. Vodka Red Bull is so fucking popular?
Oh, that's it shouldn't be.
Uppers and downers. Uppers and downers.
It shouldn't be.
The porn site name. Fuck me running.
Fuck yeah.
I like it.
Oh, well.
It's sloppy.
It's harder to do than it sounds.
Yeah. Well, but that's the challenge.
It sounds really
that's
hard.
That's the challenge.
It's
right
even
there.
Harder to do.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, so we're going there. And now when I see that kind of stuff, I think, oh, that's just really fucking cold.
Yeah.
So
it feels like no.
And I did that last year where it was like, all right, that's I'm fine. And then I was calculating my time of death.
The wind and truly, it's just if you've been in that weather, it's just that wind chill factor. That for me, like, yeah, it's been below zero. It's been this and that. Fine. Truly. You add that fucking wind and I'm real done. Real done. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see.
It was 45 degrees the other night when I left work and I thought I was going to die.
Oh my God. Exactly. That's why I went outside and I was like standing in my front yard and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah. I still ride my bike in this shirt with no jacket at 41 degrees and I'm like, God, it's lovely out here.
Well, you're riding your bike. You're exercising.
But you still, you've got a wind factor going.
Yeah.
But people are like, other friends of mine
who
are like,
also run warmer. Like, I would be dead. Yeah, like, 41 degrees. Like, I can't do that.
I run really warm.
Yeah.
But other friends of mine are like, it's 70 degrees. And I, like, got a jacket on. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But people run hotter and colder, too. Like,
travels with me all the time from now until June.
I agree with that. That gets a little crazy. But,
Yeah, that gets a little crazy. let's move on, shall we?
Obsession.
Are you obsessed? Is it keeping you up at night? Do you find yourself constantly making references only to be met with blank stares?
Obsession.
This segment is for you.
Obsession.
Whether it's musicals, mowers, Motown, Subarus, or Sondheim, it's time to share your obsession.
Obsession.
With the show, with Clayton McKee.
We talked about this. I'm in a slump. There's nothing.
Wow, that's our go-to.
Well, I think you're kind of obsessed with the election, so...
Well, a little bit. Well, all right. We can make that my election
Now, where
obsession.
Are we now with all this horseshit?
12,230 write-in votes.
Yep, I have that too.
The rest of it looks terrible, but 12,000 people have
what
decided
percentage?
To write 76% in. 1.4% have decided to write in.
Yeah, 76%... of the votes in, and Roy Moore leads by 2.8 percentage points. So
not good.
I mean, it's a heavily...
unless they just haven't counted Birmingham yet.
Yeah,
I can't think of another big city in Alabama.
They also haven't called
it. Wait a minute.
Has Mobile been done?
That Moore's going to win?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come
well, you knew
on.
He. I mean...
Yeah.
Oh.
How could he not?
Yeah.
I know, but... Come on.
And unfortunately,
I just have stayed away from all of it because
there's no way that we live in a world where the good guy's actually going to win right now.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Wow. I mean, and there's going to be some kind of strange celebration that Jones is going to come, a Democrat's going to come this close to a Republican's vote in a state where Trump had more votes than any presidential candidate in Alabama's history.
Yep.
But you knew there was no way when the Republican Party got back on board. You knew they'd done their own polling and realized realize that it was that this working.
Fucking guy can win.
Yeah.
And if we pair this with our voter suppression, we're in, guys. Like, mm-hmm. we've got this. We can touch all the children we want. We can fuck all the poor people we want. We can do anything we want.
Literally and figuratively.
Fuck over all the poor people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same wow. song. Same song. It's a terrible wow. obsession to have.
No. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
There you have it.
My other obsession was going to be the Patti LuPone episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, because I just saw it this week, and it's fantastic.
Is what? Well.
The Patti LuPone episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend from season 2. At the, I think it's a bar mitzvah with the number of Remember That We Suffered.
Oh, yes, 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 mm-hmm. yes, yes, yes. The bar mitzvah that he likes everybody, that he gets. Yeah,
he is having a great time, and she's just determined to be miserable.
There's so much joy in that show that, like, you can't contain it all in your head. Like, no. It needs to be cataloged and researched.
And
to
enough
go back
awkwardness.
To.
Like,
yeah.
That's why I have to stop watching it. Because sometimes I go, oh, girl.
Yeah.
I can't anymore. I cannot.
And now you haven't finished?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Because I'll come up and.
Oh.
Because I'm actually watching season 3 on the CW this year. I finally found out what network it's on and worked that all out.
Okay.
Thanks to the Contour Box, I'm doing amazing things. I think I might have already been taping that. I think I might have just figured out what the CW was and where to find it.
Right.
I was previously unawares. And you?
That's all I got. I got nothing. Cashews and whiskey. That's my obsession.
Mine concerns the sins of our father or mother, if they're a Confederate racist.
Yeah. We're talking about the kid in the video?
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Yep.
That's a crazy story.
It really is.
Tell us about the story. Tell us the story.
So there's Keaton Jones, who's the boy who was has been bullied.
He's 12, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe 12
the same age
is
as my oldest.
Correct.
Who's okay. also being apparently harassed at school a bit. Mm. Shit happens.
Or is he just an opportunist?
Oh, there
no,
you go.
I think I think he's just everybody. Insecure enough that it's really working out for the
oldest is insecure.
Oh yeah.
I would honestly by talking to him, I would have never got that.
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well,
there we go.
Mm-hmm. I learned something new.
Well, Keaton Jones has 18 million people have watched this video with Keaton Jones in it concerning milk being poured on him, his nose being made fun of. He has is it a cleft palate? If I'm seeing him correctly in the pictures, that's what it looks like.
Does
at least
he have some sort of speech.
I haven't watched it. I decided it was too much.
Well, and
today.
It's not just, but I mean the scar kind of going down. There's some different. They've made fun of his nose, et cetera, et cetera. He said, just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do they find joy in taking innocent people and find a way to be mean to them? It's not okay. And many people have reached out. Delaney Walker from the Tennessee Titans, and who's the big guy in the Chris Evans, who's
Captain America.
Captain America. Mm. University of Tennessee wide receiver Tyler Bird, Katy Perry, Snoop Dogg, Dale Earnhardt Jr. People have reached out. Based on this. Well, Mom, on the other hand, is, well, she's neat.
Mm-hmm.
She's neat. And at the same time, what does that have to do with Keaton Jones and the fact that he was bullied and what he's going through? You know, like the sins of having to pay for the sins of our mother,
right.
Sins of our father.
Well, but isn't she trying to cash in on this? Like, isn't she asking these celebrities that contact them to reach out to the little boy for money?
Well,
it was the GoFundMe that we're
there was a GoFundMe started by a gentleman in New Jersey.
Right. Somebody else. Okay. Not her.
Oh,
it was not her.
Gotcha.
There had been a young boy. I have that article saved otherwise, but a young boy, I believe it was, committed suicide. A young kid. Committed suicide, and maybe a week before something, it was a very short period of time before Keaton Jones' video came out. And when this guy saw it, he was just heartbroken and thought, not another kid.
Yeah.
Like, we can't, as a country, we just can't keep letting this happen. So he started a GoFundMe that was, hey, can this be to go to a private school, college, whatever it is. Just let's help this
help
kid.
Help this kid, right.
Let's let him know that people right. care. And then it kept going. And then the picture came out of mom, Confederate flag, and some choice words.
So now he's going to go to school and get bullied fancy, by the other
right.
people.
Right. They've made it right. worse in right. what they've done. So
absolutely.
You're the one whose mom is blah, blah, blah. You know, so it's just going to get worse mm-hmm. for the child.
Absolutely.
So they just need to move him to a new school and change his name and just... Or he needs to emancipate himself something. From his parents.
Right. Because Kimberly Jones was on GMA on Good Morning America and told them that the photo of her family with the Confederate flag posted on social media was real, but that it didn't make her a racist. Quite frankly, I don't know if anybody read it, and I will have to go to my account to get the actual statement, but it really isn't, to me, about necessarily holding that flag. It's about what she said on the post, concerning the post, that was kind of...
Well, she tried to defend it by saying that, well, I mean, it's Tennessee. There's Confederate flags right. everywhere, and it was supposed right. to be kind of funny. And
there was nothing funny about that. It was, and again, it's not about the flag. It's about what she says with it, and I'm just waiting for this to come up. But that's my obsession, because it's kind of like, does that have anything to do with Keaton Jones and being bullied?
Right.
And or, like Clayton said, does that just make it worse now for him? I don't know. So, interesting.
I don't know.
Interesting. Just my little my little takes.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, and just adding to more things and for more people to take it out on the kid is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and that's a tough age to be. And the,
sure is.
You know, the bigger kids will always find that weakness and mm-hmm. find that whatever it is and really
yeah
you bet
like put their thumb on it so.
Well, and anyone who looks different no matter what
right?
I mean it can be color, it can be any kind of physical difference totally.
And sometimes when someone says, like, you'll meet someone that you think, how is this person being bullied, and you hear about it, you're like, okay, that's just work. That, now you're working for shit. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
You'll think, this person should be able to coast through school without being bullied. And then you find out, like, oh, nope, they found something. Those sure. little
that's right.
those little terrorists found some.
That's right. Those little terrorists.
What is it?
That's
Nick
true.
In the armor.
Mm-hmm.
Chink you in the bet. Armor.
Yeah.
It sounds racist, but it's
not. It does.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Be careful.
I couldn't come up with any words.
It's not
so
an
I
Asian American in the armor. It's a chink in the armor.
Yeah, and it's true story.
Yeah, and it's not always the obvious thing. You know what I mean? Like, my poor kid is falling prey to his desire to want to do the right thing.
Okay.
Right? So now he's got these kids that are trying to... Yeah. So now he's got these kids that are trying to do whatever it is outside of the rules... And he's, you know, like, caught in this middle ground of, do I want to try and be a cool kid and do all this bad shit, or do I want to put up with the shit that I'm going to get when I go do what I know is the right thing and, sure. you know, tell teachers, tell authorities, you know what I mean? Because now,
he's a goody
now
two
all the kids,
shoes.
Right, because do I want to be a goody two shoes or do I want to go do all the rotten shit?
Well, does he don't drink, right. he don't smoke.
What does he do?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's
all of that.
Wow,
you know
that's
I mean?
Weird.
But what a shitty place to be yeah. to be sitting in for a really insecure kid who really just wants people to like him.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure. Absolutely.
Like, he just
now
wants
that
these
you,
kids
now
to
that
like
you
him.
Put, now that you say it that way, I can see it now with the interactions with him. But then again, a lot of kids at that age just want everybody to like him. So when they talk, you're right, because when he talks to you, he tells you things that he wants you to like. I'm picking.
He'll tell you everything
now.
He wants you to hear for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. Other than that, I don't see why he would be bullied at all. Because, I mean, other than the fact that he'd grown his hair longer, and, like, maybe somebody's making fun of him for that.
No, you know, I think some of it has to. I think some of it is stemming from our family. You know, we have an odd family. His mm-hmm. dad's from India.
Sure.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all the
not,
kids...
Not from India, by the
not,
way.
Not at all from India.
Nope.
Nope. But all the kids in school know who I am and know that sure. I'm attached to him. You know, and mm-hmm. he's in sixth grade, so he's in the top grade in his school right now. And, you know, we just have that long history of being there. And I think some of it's kind of shooting him in the foot.
Well, and you're getting into the most awkward phase.
The worst part of life. No one likes this part of life.
Oh, sixth grade is when you take that first foot into oh, it's all going to go wrong.
Yeah.
The smells, the sights, the fragrances.
And then you've got the 2 years of that
growing spurts.
Hi, summer.
Yeah.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, hey, guys. From Claremore,
Oklahoma. Growing spurts, all the stuff that...
Right.
Yeah, then you get 7th and 8th grade, which is, some mysterious in-between land that I guess they blend into other schools. Back in my day, or our days, it was you had K through 6 and 1,
mm-hmm.
and then you had 7, 8 and 1, and then you had 9 through 12 and 1.
That's how it is here.
Is it still that way?
We did 7, 8, we did 7, 8, and possibly 9. The 9th grade was split up. Some people stayed to be... like the big kids at the junior high, and some people went over to be the babies at the senior high.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting down with my guidance counselor in the middle of 8th grade and being like, I don't care what else happens, but I am getting out of this hellhole.
Out of this school, yeah.
We draw the map, and I will go.
If you gerrymander this shit, I am.
But this, this line goes right to the senior high or...
Right.
I mean, I'm sure if I knew there was such thing as school shootings, I would have threatened and been kicked out that day. But I've been like,
that wasn't a thing, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, those are the worst 2 years of my entire life was junior high.
Find me a reasonably well-rounded adult that says to me that, oh, yeah, middle school was the best year of my life. They're a serial killer. Seriously. They cannot be.
First off, you're a dangerous sociopath. And second of all, you're just not remembering it right. You need the help
of... You blocked some shit out of it. You need to do some hypnosis.
You people, for real.
Because middle school is the worst.
Everything is going wrong with your body. The oils, the pimples, the hairs going everything.
The braces, the glasses, the hair.
Yeah. Your eyes fuck up. Your teeth are jacked.
For me, it was 81 through 84. I was like, oh, that was just... I mean, aside from some good music, the rest of it was kind of like, what?
Yeah.
Hair's growing in weird places.
Yeah, exactly. Everything smells.
You can't seem to say anything that's coherent.
You highlight your hair with white paint and nobody gets it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Everything you try just...
Oh, is that just me? I'm sorry.
That might have been you.
Okay, got it.
No, I dyed my hair black. Like jet black.
Yeah, no, you were white.
No, that's in 84 is when I did the platinum. Mom was on and she'll remember this well. She was on a vacation in Hawaii. I'm sure I've talked about this before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Platinum
your
my
aunt
hair.
Help you?
Yeah, my aunt, my younger sister, and mom was only mad at the fact that there were no pictures.
Yeah.
And that's why last Christmas, to me, last Christmas is a hair bleaching story because it was in the winter. And
the song Last Christmas. You didn't bleach your hair last Christmas.
No. The song Last Christmas, because it had just come out and there was, 4 inches of snow on the ground. We were riding around on my aunt's black 280 ZX and I had platinum hair all dressed in black. I don't know. So it was an image for me.
That's so funny.
The gap is closed.
Oh, no. And now more is ahead.
By just a little bit.
By 13,000 votes.
Oh, no. I've got less than that.
I've got 80% in.
I've got 85% in, and I'm looking at 512,000 for Roy Moore and 508,000 for Doug Jones.
Oh, come on. Let's get this.
What?
It's a nail biter with a disappointing end, people. Let's just brace ourselves for the worst thing to happen.
Where were we
on? It just flipped while we were talking, and Moore took the lead again.
Did you have an obsession?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I've been on this.
I don't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
I have been on this Black Mirror kick. For the last week or two.
And this happens every time we all get back together after being away completely. The whole first hour just becomes longer.
Yeah, you've got to catch up.
Yeah,
we miss each other.
So the thing that made me really want to watch this was the surprising Emmy Award wins for this San Junipero episode of Black Mirror. And why is it being, I didn't understand how it could be in a series considered a standalone TV movie. What was going on? I've been watching all these fantastic episodes of Black Mirror. Realize they have nothing to do with each other. There's no connection between any one story.
Okay.
So you can watch them in any order. It's just easier to watch them in the order they were presented.
Well, because whatever streaming device you're using just...
Yeah, just
them
picks them for
way.
You.
Right.
So I finally got to San Junipero, and I have to say, this is one of the loveliest pieces of television I've ever seen about... love and Alzheimer's, and I don't want to give away too much, mm-hmm. but love and death and life and remembering.
Did you forget?
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Nothing.
But if but if you've watched the show, you know that
I wasn't listening.
You know that there's some kind of Now this page that I read says the mirror cracks and all of a sudden you see what the show is really about. Like, you're led down one road, and then this page I've been reading says the mirror cracks. So this one, you're so invested in this love story, and you know that there's something else to it, but you just can't decide what angle they're going to go with, and then the mirror cracks, and it ends up just being a lovely story of love and hope and possibility, and it was just beautifully done. And so on Collider.com, they interview Charlie Brooker, who is the creator, writes most of the episode, wrote this one, won the Emmy. And the woman that plays, I can't remember what her character's name was, but she's one of the two main characters. Kelly is her name. Kelly is the character's name. And it's just lovely how they came to it, what made them make it what it was, like what little spoilers were in there. And I was just so happy with it when I finally watched it, that I was one of those ones where I'm like, just gonna watch it again. Mm-hmm. So I think I've watched it like three times, because it's like 47 minutes. Like, they're very short.
Okay.
They're very short little episodes, but the show is so good. And the new season comes out December 29th. So I think I have maybe one more. I don't think any of them have really been, I don't want to say they haven't been depressing, they've been upsetting, but I don't think any of them have been depressing. More upsetting to find out, like, this truly is the world we live in. It's just, like, there was one called Shut Up and Dance that was a deep, deep, deep bit of business. And you spend the whole time thinking it's one thing, and then when you find out what it really was, and that the person you thought was the protagonist was the whole time, and you're like, like, you just don't see these twists. The twists are so good when they show up. Every episode.
Was it the butler?
It was the butt.
In the butt, Bob.
Oh, it's just amazing. So I just cannot recommend this Black Mirror enough. And just pick one, because they have nothing to do with each other. None of the casts are the same. I think in three seasons we're at like 8 episodes. There's only 5, 6, 7. Oh, maybe now there's 11.
Okay.
Because there are only like 3 or 4 or 5. Like, the Christmas one was very cool.
All right.
The Christmas one was fucked up. How is that a Christmas story? I don't know. But it's just terrific television. How is that
a Christmas story?
So, can't recommend it enough.
Obsession may be a bigger word than I should use for this, but I had the lovely Contour Box set to record Baskets, because I've not seen any of them. Mm. I've just seen some previews of them, and I thought, I want to see this movie. My mom has, or not the movie, I'm sorry, the TV series. Mom has seen a few. She liked it. I'm like, it's got, you know, Louis Anderson plays the mom in this. What's his name?
Galifianakis
plays twins in the movie. And I'm like, well, this has just got to be pandemonium.
Right.
Wow, it's dark.
Yeah, that's
holy shit, it's dark.
Yeah.
Now, except for there's a few glimpses where you're laughing your ass off at certain things. Like, I caught the Easter episode. It would just happen to record. So I watched this Easter episode where they had gone to church, and there's this whole thing where they walk into a restaurant, and the mother, Louis Anderson, forces two families to emerge at a table, and they all eat. There's some of it's very, very funny. And to see Louis Anderson walking around in this big muumuu and an Easter bonnet hat walking around, and just,
it reminds you of that one Easter that we shared. Yeah, when I was walking around in that.
No, it doesn't at all.
No, not at all.
I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. And then, wow, the dark that you go through with Galifianakis and the clown character. Mm-hmm. And it's just not at all what I expected. But it's oddly, you watch it and you're like, okay, I'm going to get through this, because there's got to be something funny at the other end.
Okay.
And then sometimes the endings on the couple that I've seen, they just leave you and you're like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah.
It makes you want to see the next
one? Odd. Well, now I'm like, oh, now I got to figure out where the fuck this is going to go.
Yeah. Okay.
So the new season starts in January, which I will then.
It's not an easy show.
It's not.
Okay.
But when, and there's one.
And Louis Anderson won.
He won an Emmy 2 years ago.
There's a show where he's standing in the front yard as her, and he's watering the lawn, and she's on the phone trying to call the son, Chip, I think is his name, or Skip, one of the two, whichever. Like, she wants him to meet the neighbors because they gotta, you've gotta meet the neighbors. They've got a son who's an astronaut. Like, and he's like, well, I can't be there, Mom. He's like, well, that's a real shame. Just, some of it is just so funny. Sure. And it's deadpan Louis Anderson, which mm-hmm. is good too. But yeah, it's, when he goes, like, the first season one was he's in France at clown school.
Okay.
And he doesn't know French.
Oh,
he's trying to learn how to be a clown in French. And then there's arranged marriage with a French woman because she wants to get out of the country and become to America. It's just weird. It was just not what I expected. And he chain smokes like a son of a bitch. Mm. It's just an odd show.
Yeah, it really is.
But okay. the other thing that I've been, not obsessed, I think it's a bigger word than I want, but this Atlanta news anchor, Sharon Reed. She's on CBS 46 out of Atlanta. They have a segment in, if somebody else was going to do this story, I'm not doing the full story, but her clapback that they're calling it, a viewer sent her an email during the newscast, and I guess the way that their newscast works, it's very interactive. They kind of ad-lib, they go off script a lot during the newscast, and they encourage viewers to give them feedback live, and they answer, you know, kind of an interactive
right.
deal. Well, apparently a woman named Kathy Ray.
Kathy Ray.
Kathy Ray deserves to be called out live on the air.
Okay.
Because the beautiful Sharon Reed is a black woman. She's an anchor. She's very good. She's very well spoken. And if you piss her off, she gets right in it.
Okay.
She sent her an email. Not only did she misspell the N-word, she spelled it like Niger. N-I-G-E-R. Misspelled it. That's one strike against her, aside from the fact that she was trying to use the N-word.
Sure.
But she, live on air, she sent the email to her producer, and her producer's like, go for it. And she came back, and if you watch it, I mean, you can Google it. It's Sharon Reed, Atlanta news anchor. You can find the video of her. And the interesting way is the way that the other cast members cast, the anchors on the set, they kind of just sat back and let Sharon take on and do her thing. But the interesting thing was where the camera went on her. The camera kind of comes up. Usually the cameras are way back on in a news set. That camera came right up under her.
It was sitting on the desk, so she was talking down to it.
She was talking down to it.
I love
so
that.
She's reading this
right.
ignorant woman who sent an email calling her the N-word, and she's live on air looking down the camera and telling her. It was fantastic.
So for people that hadn't seen that and don't know any context about that, Atlanta just had an election for mayor.
Yes, it was a mayor.
In November, and it was a very close election, and it was very racially divided.
Shocking.
So Atlanta,
in this America we're living.
Right. So Atlanta is very geographically racially divided. I can't remember which, like, north or south or east or west part, but it's very, very geographically racially divided. And the election map, you could just draw a line right through the middle of Atlanta, and all the white people were here and voted for the white guy, and all the black people were here and voted for the black guy. So obviously, like, local news is going to talk about how, like, racial tensions and how race is going to impact this election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a thing that they're going to talk about.
Sure.
And so this Kathy Ray was writing in response to that, like, why you got to bring race into it? And then decided to just call her a misspelled N-word.
Sure.
Because that's the way to teach you.
Wow. You're what I call an N-word, not a black person. You are a racist N-word. You are what's wrong with the world, is part of the text of the email that this woman sent in to her.
Yeah.
And she just live responded to it, and it was great. But again,
they put the email on the screen first and just let it
So it did speak for itself.
Okay.
They 100% showed that. But in fairness, they do that to a lot of the emails. Like, they're asking for input. Sure. Email us, text us, however you get to us. And they share other people's opinions. Yeah. It wasn't like this is the only time they've done it.
Right.
But I'm glad they did it. But she did. She sent from what I read earlier from an interview that she had done, that Sharon did with another source. She saw this and thought about it, but she shot it to her producer first and got clearance to do it.
Okay.
And then in fairness, she said, I tried to gather my thoughts. She goes, in fairness, I probably needed a few more minutes, but we just went with what I had, and I ad-libbed it. But that, again, whoever the guy was, guy, gal, who was on the camera and did that angle where she's sitting at the news desk looking over it, and she's talking to her.
That's very effective.
Talking it was, down to it like she's a child.
Yeah, it was fantastic. If you can find it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's the internet.
We have the same Google.
Same Google.
It'd be interesting. Brand's take on it. Because who? Brand Green.
Oh, Brand
is in Atlanta.
Oh, that's right.
From what I remember, yeah. Oh. So definitely in Georgia, but I thought in Atlanta. So just to see that, and he's black. So to see
so many aspects,
so menti things.
Menti things.
But to get his take on it and see what he thinks of the whole thing.
This is the longest first hour we've had in a long time. So we're going to move on to this. And hope that everybody can get it pulled together in time to make magic in our segment. Yeah. It's our tease going into hour two. We call it headlines. That's what we call it, too. Senator Elizabeth Warren gets second turn at comic book.
Hey, you kids, get off on my lawn.
Oh. You're an idiot and a liar.
That'll be $14,000, please.
Fatberg goes on display.
Thanks, Kellyanne Conway.
You're a cunt.
The worst is yet to come.
These and other titillating stories coming to you the beginning of next hour, which will be right after this commercial break. It's not even a commercial. It's really just a song. So take it as you will. I mean, you'll get used to it. You'll enjoy it. We'll come back.
Ooh,
and
Jones is ahead by a percentage point with 89%.
Oh, my gosh.
Stick with us.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.